Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Well, here's an interesting thought. Why do we call the Friday prior to Easter Good Friday? Have you ever wondered about that? I know I have, and I'll bet many of you have as well. Good Friday could be synonymous with Holy Friday or God's Friday. The word good in Old English means holy. For those who have Christian faith, it is a good thing that Christ died for us. Thus, there is a secondary reason, or perhaps a primary reason, for calling it good. In the springtime, families around the world celebrate Easter. We're about ready to do that ourselves. For Christians, Easter is an important holiday with the church's services to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For others, it's a secular time of celebration with bunnies and treat-filled baskets and decorations. And though the secular thought is not the real reason, in my opinion, or God's word, for celebrating. However, 2 days before Easter, Sunday, is another important Christian holiday. It is known as Good Friday, a holy day which commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus. Why would someone celebrate that day? Well, without the crucifixion of Christ, there would not have been the resurrection. Without the resurrection, there would not have been new life for all who believe. It's at the core of who we are as believers in Christ and Christians. According to the Word of God, Jesus was arrested, put on trial for claiming to be the Son of God, though many of that day did not believe he was. Roman authorities sentenced Jesus to death by crucifixion, one of the most brutal ways to die. He was beaten and forced to carry a wooden cross to the place of execution, a place known as Golgotha or Calvary, where he was nailed to the cross and left to die. Jesus was eventually taken down from the cross and buried in a borrowed tomb. Christians believe, as the word tells us, that Jesus died on the cross to save humanity from the sins and restore people to a right relationship with God. Most Christians refer to this belief as the atonement. Commemorating Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday, it is the solemn day of mourning and reflection for his children who often attend special services and prayer vigils. This is done around the world by most and many believers. Good Friday is a part of what we call Holy Week, which includes Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, or Holy Thursday, Good Friday leading up to Easter Sunday. So why is it called Good Friday again? The reason why Good Friday is called Good Friday is good is not entirely clear. As I stated earlier, though, one of the more common explanations is the word good originally meant holy in Old English, so Good Friday could be synonymous with Holy Friday or God's Friday. For people who have accepted Jesus as Lord and walk by faith in the Word of God, it's a good thing that Christ died for us because it gave us peace with God and made us one with God, something we could not do by ourselves. Christians observe Good Friday in many different ways, but here are some of the standard practices that I am aware of. First, fasting. Some Christians fast to commemorate Jesus' sacrifice, while others will refrain from eating meat or other items in their lives to demonstrate that they are dedicated followers of the Lord. Second, some use the Stations of the Cross. Some follow a 14-step devotional practice where people retrace Jesus' final steps before his crucifixion. The stations are often represented through paintings in a church or outdoors. In fact, I've gone to a service on Easter time where they use these huge paintings to display the process of what he went through as we worship and sang. Good Friday procession. Some cultures and countries march with images and statues of Jesus and reenact his crucifixion. If you watch on television, you'll see some of these Good Friday services, and they're actually doing this to demonstrate what took place. Then there are, more commonly, prayer and church services. Although Christians know Easter is approaching, church service on Good Friday often reflects the tone of the crucifixion and the death of Christ. In our church, in many of the churches of God, we come together on Maundy Thursday to read the scripture, seek to understand what's being told to us from the word, have communion, and share in foot washing as we did last night. And this is another powerful illustration of the sacrifice made for all of us during this journey, his journey, a powerful demonstration of his love. And after this come, of course, the crucifixion on Friday, but then Sunday's coming, Easter's coming. This Sunday morning, we want to invite all of you to be here as we've gone through the Holy Week up to this point, it's Easter celebration. It starts at 8:30 with breakfast for all who would like to attend. And that will be followed with a worship service celebrating all the gifts he's given unto us, the gift of new life. This includes singing and scripture and joy and a whole host of things that we'll do to let the Lord know how much we love him. The choir, some videos, a message. And at the end of the service, we will be participating in a baptismal celebration as we witness a few who are going to publicly declare their desire and faith to follow the Lord as they live in this world. As a reminder, something that we've done in this church each year for a number of years now, I know it's been done since I've been here, we encourage people to bring fresh flowers with them on that Sunday morning to place on the crown of thorns. A giant crown of thorns is hanging on the wall. It's ready right now. Symbolizing as we put the new flowers on there, and they're bright and beautiful, new life found and offered to us through Jesus' sacrifice. So if you can or desire to bring some fresh flowers with you this Sunday, that's great. When you come in, just place them in the wreath along with where everyone else is placing them. And also then afterwards and after the service is done, it makes a great place to take some family pictures. Another thing that's happening is during all of this, there'll be a story and a 1,000 egg Easter egg hunt for the kids. Exciting time for the children as well. So we invite you all to be here this coming Sunday, starting at 8:30, through all the things that are going to take place as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember those who are ill and seeking the Lord's healing, Faye Hutaris. She's doing better and increasing as she's recovering. Just continue to pray for Sky Miller and Misty and the family as he battles the journey he has with his cancer. Drew, my sister, Drew Weil, as she has a heart issue and they're trying to figure that out. Chuck Wilson, as he trusts in the Lord and his journey as well. I want you to pray for the two individuals being baptized Sunday, Crystal and Keith, because the moment you make a public declaration like that, Satan does his best to trip you up. So pray for God's strength to be with him. Pray for people who need other forms of healing and strength, such as yawn and truce, as they're in a new chapter of their lives and need the Lord's strength. Don and Alice, George Myers' brother and sister-in-law, who need some help, and sometimes it's not easy to find that help or to take that help. Pray for our nation, our church, our families, and our own needs. God is listening to us right now. He wants us to come to him to celebrate the new life found only through his son, Jesus. God bless you. See you Sunday. Have a great day and a good weekend.